Welcome to episode 1262 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about going through the things. Right? That sounds very dark, ominous, cryptic, but thinking about life, thinking about what transpires and the highs and the lows, right? The yo-yo, as you heard me talk in person, you've heard me bring up my story about it, and this is part of the chapter that I'm writing right now for this anthology book. And you know, something came to me the other day, right? I had yesterday's podcast talking about whatever I was talking about, and not forgetting, let's not put it like that, but it just didn't, it wasn't in the spirit, it wasn't in the moment of recognizing what yesterday represented for me. It was the 9th anniversary of my mom's passing, and thinking about that day, right, reflecting, hearing the voice message from Pop, right, just completely frozen in bed, just not knowing what to do next, because it's an early Saturday morning, and I was already exhausted from trips at a hospital with AJ just being born, and in the excitement of that and getting used to a new baby, a newborn, and Jules being 4 at the time, and trying to spend some time with her and help her with some things. And obviously this big bombshell, not that it was unexpected, it was a gradual decline, and the reality is here we are. It's over. This physical phase of her life is done. She's not going to be here anymore. Tough. Very tough. And so, thinking about this week, right, and just the day yesterday, usually I'll take that as just a checkout day, right? I'm just going to be sad for the day. I'm just going to reflect. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be near anybody. Leave me alone. Right, I'll be in that zone. But this is one of the first years that hasn't been the case, where I had coaching calls, I held a workshop. I'll talk more about what happens from the clutch workshop, you know, later on this week or in a couple episodes. But it just reminded me and inspired me to think about going through things, right? I'm not staying stuck. I'm not staying trapped into this place of nowhere to go, or of nothing to, of just being inside, isolated. Like, no, that's not the path. I've been in the isolation path for a long time. Get out there, go through it, grow through it. So remember, you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.